Blog Talk Radio. Gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Yusuf has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian nonprofit organization.
Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance. It was in Perth, the city of Perth, Western Australia, some years ago, on a gorgeous, beautiful day, sunny day. I had the opportunity to minister in one of the local churches there, and we had an incredible crowd. I mean, in fact, it was on this particular evening, it was even a larger crowd than the night before, and precious souls experienced freedom and healing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, from the onset, it was difficult to stand before the people and teach as wave after wave of demonic forces were unleashed upon me. I taught on the subject of witchcraft, exposing and defeating the dark arts of Satan. I was sort of surprised to see the amount of people who were being afflicted by either witchcraft curses, spells, or rituals. It was revealed that one man in the meeting had been cursed by his chiropractor, thus his continuing physical issues. Others testified of being cursed by family and friends. One young man was cursed by a female friend of his that literally placed a lust spell upon him as a result of conducting a witchcraft ritual against him. So I let everyone, there were so many people being victimized by witchcraft, I let everyone to break the curses in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and suddenly demons surfaced. One lady we brought to the front to pray with had incredible difficulty saying the name of Jesus. There were spirits of mockery and blasphemy within her. They were quickly driven out in Jesus' name, and she testified feeling instant relief and release. Wouldn't you like to experience that today? Perhaps demonic powers have been unleashed against you. you can experience instant relief and release to the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, that smile that precious young woman had said it all. Another woman we ministered to was being terribly afflicted with Masonic, Freemasonry, nooses. It was removed in Jesus' name, and instantly she was able to breathe. And she was immediately healed of her affliction. Others experienced instant freedom and healing. However, there was one precious lady that was sitting in the back of the meeting hall who was under considerable demonic attack. She was having difficulty even breathing. She was being choked by the evil forces that were assaulting her. She too had a Masonic noose around her neck that was strangling her. I quickly brought her to the front and began to pray for her in Jesus' name. Immediately, powerful Masonic and Illuminati spirits surfaced. Her body contorted violently and several times threw her to the ground. They groaned. They screamed. They moaned. They were violent, vicious. These spirits were hell-bent on battling me. And what transpired in that sanctuary, in that church, in Perth, in Western Australia, was astounding. But once again, we were able to bear witness of the superior powers of Jesus Christ. The superior powers of Jesus Christ. Today, I'd like to share with you how you, like we did that night in Perth, Western Australia, you can also crush demonic powers. And that's exactly what I want to speak on today. Crush demonic powers on today's edition of Deliverance. I'll be right back after this brief intermission. Demonic powers is utilizing the power of the cross of Jesus Christ in my hands on this gorgeous afternoon here in Vancouver, British Columbia. In my hands, I have a beautifully handcrafted wooden Jesus cross that represents and contains the inherent power of Jesus Christ. These beautifully handcrafted wooden crosses is now available only at our mission for a suggested donation of $50. Shipping and handling included anywhere in North America. These crosses have been prayed over, consecrated, and uniquely blessed by God. this Jesus cross will transform an environment and provide victory over the demonic powers that war against your soul and body. In fact, this cross will crush. The cross of Jesus Christ will crush demonic powers. Again, this beautiful handcrafted wooden cross is now available for a suggested donation of $50, shipping and handling included, anywhere in North America. Feel free to give me an email, j@jbartlandmissions.com. That's J-J-A-Y at jbartlandmissions.com. These crosses have been uniquely blessed by God. They're prayed over. They're consecrated. This cross will transform an environment and provide you victory. And I would encourage you, if you are able to, donate. Now, those of you who are wanting to donate, you can do so by generously giving through a text message. Now, how does that work? Well, to receive gifts via text, donors need to send a text message with the dollar amount. For example, if you're wanting to give $100, you put the dollar symbol and then put $100 to our reserved and secured phone number, 949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. 949-799-1016. Now, if this is your first time giving this way, you will have to fill out just a short form that will take 10 seconds with your billing information. And after the initial setup, giving is as easy as sending a text message. Again, 949-799-1016. And we could use your financial assistance, your donations, your investment into reaching millions of people in nearly 200 nations of the world for the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Be sure to visit us online at jbartlandmissions.com or go to some of our other websites that we have, ifreedomfighter.org, which is our online training center where we actually train you on how to cast out demons, how to raise the dead, how to heal broken hearts, how to heal bodies, how to heal minds. How to remove and expel soul invaders such as inner witches. iFreedomFighter.org will be able to assist you in your spiritual education, to empower you to do the greater works that Jesus spoke of, that he expects you and I to do, the greater works that's spoken of in John chapter 14. Now, Deliverance Blog is our testimonial website where there's 600-700 testimonies where people being raised from the dead, miraculous healing and deliverance taking place throughout the world. Deliveranceblog.org, exorcismblog.com, a great, great website that contains information you're not going to find anywhere in the world. Great, BibleStudy.com and MinisteringDeliverance.com. These are great websites that will help you to fight the good fight. Now, we're located in Southern California, 530 South Lake Avenue, Suite 922, Pasadena, California, 91101. Feel free to give us a call, 877-483-5519. Now, again, we are located in Southern California and part-time here in Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, where we hold weekly meetings, Sunday nights in Pasadena, Saturday nights here in British Columbia. I would encourage you to go to our website and find all of the information at jbartlandmissions.com. Now, going back to what happened in Perth, I mean, it was astounding. These powerful Masonic and Illuminati spirits surfaced. Her body, this woman's body, began to contort violently, grotesquely. They threw her to the ground. They screamed. They were violent, vicious, brutal spirits, hell-bent on battling me. We hate you so much, the spirits informed me. We are Masonic spirits. We've been here for years. We came as a result of her oneness with her husband, as he had been cursed by Freemasonry by his ancestors. They were Masons. Her uncle took advantage of her. We hold her heart. The demons revealed much, so I commanded the spirits to release the heart. They did. And a little broken heart part quickly surfaced with deep pain and trauma. The heart part cried and cried. So I sent this little one to Jesus to be healed. So many others were sent to Jesus. And as I had the demons release the broken heart, numerous evil spirits joined in an alliance and warred. They had warred against me in a very significant way. I could feel it. It was intense. Again, I pulled out my holy cross, which I have in my hands today. And the demons shrieked and backed up as the power of the cross was bearing upon them. They immediately drew much weaker and bowed before King Jesus. They were defeated. However, they continued to oppose me. These vile spirits disfigured and twisted her body in some very unusual manner, like a pretzel. I mean, it was horrific to watch. It made me angry to witness how the demons twisted her so grotesquely. These nefarious spirits were determined to destroy her. I even called upon the holy angels of God, and they assisted me as they had every single night there in Australia. They helped me break the chains. They restrained the demons and even struck the demons with their swords. You know, as the scripture revealed to us, they are ministering spirits sent to serve alongside of us, as we see clearly in Hebrews 1. There was one large army of demons that I confronted. They were named Pyramid. I mean, these were very strong Illuminati spirits that were also rooted in Freemasonry ceremonies that were participated by her ancestors and her husband's ancestors. All of this combined for a powerful demonic alliance. There's 15,000 of us. And we afflict her with pains and torments. They boasted to me. That's a lot of demons to be warned against. But I bound them up. We had the power and the authority of Jesus Christ to bind up tens of thousands of these spirits. For that matter, millions of these spirits. I bound up all 15,000 of these pyramid spirits and forced them to take upon themselves the torments, the pains, the sicknesses, and they did. Sure, they battled me. Yes, they did. However, they lost. Jesus Christ defeated them as the body of Christ joined me in unity with her husband, and we demanded the demons to depart for the pit. They left, as did the spirits of affliction and other kinds of demonic powers. Then this precious woman testified of feeling so much better and peaceful. In fact, she testified before the crowd that the pains had left. Same with her husband. As we ministered deliverance to his wife, demons were flying out of her and flying out of him too. He also testified of being physically healed. I mean, there was a number of souls on that night that experienced a measure of healing in body and in soul. And over those nights there in Perth, Western Australia, we battled well past midnight. And there was still not enough time to minister to all the needs present. But the fact is, these demons warred against us. They're strong, they're aggressive. But we were able to crush them in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. So it begs the question, how do you go about crushing them? I want to share a few weapons that will help you to do just that. Thank you for joining me. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Hey, this is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. It's 1886, Uganda. Bruno Sarunkumo leads a group facing death for one reason alone. Their faith in Jesus is a threat to local authorities. But before he is burned to death, he makes a prophecy that many of his persecutors don't take seriously. Bruno says, "We are going to heaven. A fountain fed from many springs will never dry up. When we are gone, others will rise up in our place." Bruno was right. Since then, many in Uganda have come to Christ, and many have been martyred. But like a fountain, God continues to raise up believers so that more and more can join Bruno in eternity.
Get a global perspective from the Voice of the Martyrs. Go online to persecution.com.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Great advice from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. How often we depend upon our own intellectual capabilities, our physical capabilities, in trying to overcome. But I'm here to tell you, to crush demonic powers, you need God. You need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need the living God. You know, the scripture tells us in Psalm 60, the cry was, ever before God, give us aid against the enemy. Verse 11 tells us, for human help is worthless. Isn't that true? When, especially in the context of spiritual warfare, human help is worthless. Verse 12, with God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. I just love that passage. That's Psalm 60, 11 and 12. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. The battle belongs to the Lord. Victory is mine, saith the Lord. Victory belongs to the Lord. You trust in him. You yield to him. You call upon his holy name. You draw deeper into his fellowship. And you'll find yourself victorious, because in him is victory. With God, we will gain the victory. Psalm 60, 12 tells us, with God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. This may sound very simplistic, but yet it's the truth. You need to trust ultimately in God. You need to trust in God. How often we try to depend upon our intellectual reasoning, our mental capabilities, capacity. The mind will fail you. Our flesh will fail you. There's only so much you could do in the flesh and the carnal mind. That's why you need to call upon our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For with him we gain the victory. For he will trample down our enemies. You want to crush the powers of darkness. You want to crush demonic spirits. You want to crush demonic spirits and powers. Go to God. Run to him. Even now, call upon him. Say, God, I don't know what to do, where to turn. So I'm just going to turn to you. I yield. I fall into your loving hands. You take over. I yield this warfare to you, for you will gain the victory. You will trample down our enemies. Isn't that true, my friends? Isn't that so true? You know, Psalm 3, David wrote, Lord, how they have increased who troubled me. Perhaps you're facing a war on a physical and a spiritual level, multiple levels, and it seems like the enemy is increasing in number who trouble you. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. Verse 3, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of the 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O Lord, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation, deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. What a beautiful reminder for you and I that we need to call and cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him, as verse 4 tells us, with your voice. He will hear you from his holy hill, and he will sustain you and strengthen you and cause you not to be intimidated or afraid. David wrote in verse 6, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. These are evil people that surround him, that have set themselves against him, that have come near to him to destroy him. But David, as should you and I, we should just trust in God, knowing he will save and rescue. For you have struck all my all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ has the power to crush Satan. And he did at the cross, through the shedding of his blood, through the power of his resurrection. And even now, you can call upon this Lord Jesus, who is victorious, who will protect you. Say, Lord Jesus, protect me with your blood. You know, be mindful, not only to only depend upon the Lord, cry out to him, yield to him, but trust in the blood of the Lord's Son, the Lord Christ. Trust in his blood. Ask for the blood to cover you. Trust in the Lord. Remember, salvation and deliverance belongs to the Lord. I bless you, my friends, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.